Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 11th. The grains closed lower with the March corn down 3¾ cents, closing at 349. Jan beans down 7¼ cents, closing at 982.5. And March wheat down 5½ cents, closing at 413.5. March corn made a new low, contract low. It may also made a double bottom low close at 349. So if we could get a bullish, anything friendly tomorrow and a higher close, that double bottom is going to become an important number at 349. So we'll have to see what the reports bring tomorrow. Wheat, March wheat made a new contract low and low close. Continues to look incredibly weak despite what's happening in the plains. Most guys in the plains haven't seen any moisture for a month. If we get a cold, hard snap now, I think the wheat crop's going to be in some trouble out here. There's no snow cover, there's no moisture, there's no nothing, and I think it could be a problem out there. But the market certainly doesn't seem too concerned about it. The export inspections this morning were on the weak side all the way around. Beans 1.23, corn 658. Wheat 316, so no help there. Weather in South America, they were talking about Argentina maybe getting hotter and drier, but it looks during the day like they changed it yet again. These long-term forecasts are changing almost every day. In some cases, they're changing twice in one day, so I don't put very much stock in them at all, but it is dry there for the time being, but they expect rains, I guess. The funds have come out of virtually all the oil contracts now. They're long probably 50,000 meal, probably about 40,000 beans after today. I think they're short close to 200,000 corn and about 125,000 wheat. So if we could get something friendly tomorrow, maybe we could see a rally. I don't see anything really that would be friendly out here. The bean number, they're looking for an extra 14 million bushels on the bean carryout, so that's no help. The wheat up 4 million, the corn down 8 million, but when you look at the world stocks, we're still awfully, awfully big out here. So, you know, if we close it higher tomorrow, it would be a good sign after the report that maybe we've seen some lows in here. But if we close lower again tomorrow, I think we're in for a tough month here with prices just grinding lower. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.